Not too bad, thanks. I've reached that 13, not to win, about 13, not to win. And I've been quite a big win overnight. Since the Dolgans, I really haven't had the win that I was forecast all the directions. So I've been pretty slow for 2 days. But yesterday afternoon, the wind came, and so I had a pretty fast night overnight. But I've certainly lost a lot of miles compared to what was predicted after the Dolgans. So that was a bit disappointing, to be honest. The wind will slowly ease off for me, so I'll slow down. Armel will slow down as well, so I'll catch him a little bit, and I'll have a couple of days of light stuff, and then the wind will pick up, and we'll go fast, two and a half days, something like that, and then we're going to have to cross a ridge in Biscay, and then there'll be the final stage into the finish. Yeah, hello, Brian. Yeah, thanks, appreciate your support, mate. It's good to speak to you, good to hear from you. You know, obviously there's two places. One is, no, he's slowing down, I'm going to catch up, but then we'll both have a section of fast. He'll probably pull away a little bit, and then there's a ridge which we've got to cross, so I'll certainly catch up with him. And then it comes down to who crosses the ridge first, really. You know, I think reality is, you know, all things being equal, no dramas from him and no dramas from me, then he should cross the ridge before me, and if he does do that, he should win the race. So, you know, as we get further down the line, I'm obviously still more than 200 miles behind him. It becomes more and more difficult to be able to, you know, to make a move stick or to be able to do something. You just start to lose opportunity, lose the possibility of opportunity. So, you know, I remain pragmatic, I remain optimistic that maybe there's a solution, maybe something's going to happen, but, you know, I certainly see us closing up. I'd say that, you know, the current predictions this morning, I'd say, according to the computer, says I'll finish 5 hours behind him. So, but we'll have to wait and see what happens. You never know what's going to happen. You never know how these light winds, particularly this one coming up, this section of light winds now, is a bit strange, and I think it's probably quite difficult to forecast exactly how it's going to be. So, I think after this light patch, I need to be probably within 50 miles of him to then have a good crack with the foil, and in 2 days maybe I can make up 50 miles, and then if I don't get within 50 miles off this light spot, I'd say that, you know, the chances of beating him are quite slim. Well, obviously I'd like to get off the boat, there's no doubt about that, but I try not to think about the finish too much, just get on and do my job and not be distracted by anything else, make sure I don't get complacent. I'm obviously very keen to get off. Too far away, there's too many miles left, too many things can happen. I need to concentrate on what I do.